This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh. Put him in there with J.R. Smith and let J.R. tell him about his outlook on life.
That is important. Right,
so, yeah, wear him down, J.R. Yeah.
Clay has to be in the group with Penny. Non-negotiable. Right?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you know, he's going to be, he'll be kissing Penny's tail, though.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You think he's going to be kissing Penny? Okay.
Look, well, he's only said good, there's nothing bad to say about Penny. He's only said good things about Penny.
I want to make Clay as uncomfortable as humanly possible.
Why would you want to do that to him?
Because I enjoy this, awkward things.
I could see the fun in it. Don't get me wrong.
So let's put him with, here's what we can't do. We can't put him with Drew Holcomb. The lead singer of Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, he's going to feel too comfortable.
Don't put him with any former Titans.
We can't put him with Colton Underwood. We can't put him with Chris Harrison because he watches The Bachelor.
That's who he wants to be with. I'm sure he'll finagle it. He'll pay his way to be on Harrison's team.
We also can't put him with Joe Theismann. You know,
no.
I want to put Clay with somebody who he's going to have to like awkwardly force conversation with. So Penny for sure.
JR is a good candidate.
How about Muffet?
Muffet McGraw.
We should put Clay Travis with Muffet.
I love it.
Oh, they'll find some common ground.
Yeah.
Get him with T.O. and J.R. Smith.
Okay, so we put Clay with Penny Hardaway, Terrell Owens, and J.R. Smith.
Put him with the black group. Absolutely. And let them tell him about what a great place Memphis, Tennessee is.
I'm not going to call it that. I'm going to call it the pro athlete group. I'm a fan. So that's the group we're gonna advocate.
The brothers.
We're gonna put Clay, Penny,
put them with the brothers.
Terrell Owens, and J.R. Smith.
Dang right.
I gotta look.
Sleepy Floyd would be fun for Clay Travis.
No, we don't need Sleepy.
Okay.
Sleepy can do his own thing.
We still gotta find out how old he is.
59.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Nice list for sure of celebrities that are coming to Memphis for the Danny Thomas Celebrity Am. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. The TBT Memphis team is out. Both of them are out. We will discuss that and help Will Coleman put together a team maybe next year that will go a little further.
Man.
And we have some reviews we got to get to. We'll do that a little bit later. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices. But the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Treasures for life, for less.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast.
Oh my God!
And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Your Mid-South Ford dealers present Lee Bryce live at the Memphis Botanic Garden Saturday, August 24th.
There's a rumor going round.
Special guest Jana Kramer. Tickets at 941thewolf.com and Ticketmaster.com. Also sponsored by Redeemers Group.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was.
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why you trying to keep me tingy? It's a dreamy. Wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and you wanting them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive.
All right, back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, gearing up for the golf tournament. Before we do all that, though, we got a rundown to get to. Why don't we do it?
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
Your boy did it. I invested myself. And John, I had given everything I'd gotten, including $30, to go out and watch Will Coleman and Bluff City.
Yes.
Number one, take down a 901 team led by Willie Kemp on Friday night. Now, I didn't go out there Friday night, John. I went out there Saturday night because I figured, you know what?
Let him win a game.
Let's let him win because, as John said, unfortunately, there's just no easy way to put this. They've let us down.
Yes.
Okay, in previous years.
Yes.
Now, this year was going to be different. This year, the man that put you out last year, a Tiger on his own, Darius Washington, was with the team. We talked to him last week. We were all excited, John. Man, this team, do you realize, had Earl Barron at 37, still 7'1".
Yeah.
Tyler Stone, who used to be a standout over at Central High School, went to Missouri, then to SEMO, was a stud. I'm just talking about on the inside there. You got Adonis Thomas. You got Chris Crawford. You got Will Coleman. You got Darius Washington. This was going to be the year, and I told my son as much. I told my son, John, they're going to win three games here at this regional here in Memphis, Tennessee, and they're going to move on to Chicago in the Sweet 16 and a chance at $2 million.
Super 16.
So, what, sweet, super?
Well, it's not quite the
same. Thanks for correcting small details, John. So we do it on Saturday night. After Memphis gets through, Team 901 puts them down. They're going against, John, a Louisiana team, and I'm not exaggerating here, with six dudes.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Six players?
You know, five have got to be on the court. You understand that, right?
Yes.
So when you're looking at the team and there's only one dude sitting there and with all the 12 chairs that a bench has got and there's only one dude there, you kind of take them for granted. You think you're going to pummel them suckers.
Yep.
Do you understand that, especially when you look down the line?
I mean,
John and Darius Washington ain't even starting.
Plus, you got a whole coaching staff. You got a medical team. You got a trainer.
We had Matt Dunn, former Memphis assistant, went on to Northern Arizona. He coached Will at Miami-Dade. We had Preston Laird, former Tiger. There ain't too many coaching staffs I thought that could beat us here in this regional. It all changed on Saturday night. John, we played, stop me if you've heard this one before. We played hero ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We could not defend. John, the Louisiana team had two guys. Some guy named Bartley. Okay? Not Barkley. Bartley goes 7 of 12 from 3, has the game of his life, and TVT Bluff City goes down in the second round. Christopher was crying. Do you understand me? It was a nice crowd, too, for the most part.
Yeah.
A star-studded crowd, I mentioned it. Dedrick Lawson, Tyler Harris, Joe Jackson for one night was there watching. I don't know why he wasn't playing. He obviously could have helped this team. Joe, you need to help this team next year. Maybe we'll draft Joe. Maybe you can talk him into playing. Also, Anthony Miller out there, Chicago Bear. I told you he's headed off to training camp this week. He was there with a stunner, John Martin. She came as well. And what did they do? They couldn't do it, John.
They couldn't do it.
And I'll tell you what.
They let out an entire
city. A team from Jackson ended up winning this regional, moving on
to
the
embarrassing.
On Sunday, a team from Jackson beat the six-man team from Louisiana United or whatever the name of it was.
A team from Jackson,
and I was left to explain to Chris that Yeah, we'll get him next year. We'll get a better team for him.
You know, I remember this started, the TBT started, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
I think it's been 5, 6 now.
And I remember, you know, I remember the first time that you know, a Memphis team came together.
We were all in.
Absolutely. It was great. You know, Farrakhan and Chris Crawford and all those guys.
A different team this year.
Yeah.
Avery didn't make any sense.
And how naive we were. How naive we were back then, because all we have done year after year after year has been completely teased by these Memphis teams that come through. Maybe the faces change a little bit, the names change, but they consistently do the same thing. They all do the same thing. They all fall victim to the same result.
I don't think that, yeah.
And that is never getting out of the region. They never go to the Super 16, and I feel like, you know, I feel like Charlie Brown, man. I feel like Charlie Brown, the football keeps getting taken away from me every time I go to kick it.
That's a real good visual there, Jim.
You know, and I'm a little, you know, I feel like at this juncture, we have to step in. We got to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
Because the team selection, you know.
When Earl's out there taking more threes than he's taking post-ups opportunities at 7-1, I mean, we got a real issue here, Jim.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, listen, I thought about this, and I actually did devote some thought to this. Okay, I thought about, how can we make sure that we at least get to Chicago or wherever it is next year, you know, for the Super 16? How can we ensure
I have home court advantage next
now,
year?
We can.
This was the year.
We can include, exactly. We can include players that didn't necessarily go to Memphis but are from Memphis, right, or the Memphis area.
Yes.
Okay.
There are plenty of them. Taylor was on the.
Yeah.
He was not a Tiger.
So listen, I can promise you this.
What you got for me?
I can come up with 5 players or more who could use $200,000 right now.
$200,000 was on the line.
Okay. So, if you're coming up with a starting 5, right?
Yes.
At point guard, Joe Jackson.
Well, you have to convince him to play. They tried.
Next year, and he'll be ready.
I mean, he admitted sometimes his head's up there. You got to bring him back down to earth. Hopefully, he'll be
next
ready.
Year, next year, he will be ready.
Be ideal.
Shooting guard, Lester Hudson. Lester Hudson going to put up 60.
200, chump change to him.
No, he's going to play.
200,000 is chump change to him. That man drives a 4-door Porsche. He's made millions of China.
Yep. Well,
chump change. You're going to he's going to need more than 200,000.
What's he doing in the summertime?
He's going to want more of a cut.
He's going to do it.
You'll
sure.
have some convincing to do on him. Go right ahead.
Supreme Bay. I know he hasn't picked up a ball in a few years, but that dude would give buckets out here over Chris Crawford.
No.
Yes, he would. 100%. He played in the NBA. I'm not going to sit here and argue.
He's looking.
This
he
is not
would
an argument.
Watch. He's looking to represent guys that want to have a dream in the NBA now. He's retired.
He told us when he was in studio that he wants to play again. He did. He said he would pick up a ball again and he would still give you guys.
Does Supreme Bay even need money? He works with cryptocurrency.
Of course, Supreme Bay needs money.
He uses
Everybody
cryptocurrency.
Needs money.
He doesn't to get around. He doesn't use it.
I mean, you can convert the $200,000 into Bitcoin. I mean, that's not that can happen. You know, we can set that up. But Supreme Bay is going to start at 3. We'll keep Will Coleman at the 4 because, you know, that's just it's his team. It's
I got to be real. Will did not play well.
Well, it's his team, though, so we can't kick him off the team.
I think he worked out too long because he was working out during the day. Like, take a day off.
Yeah, he missed a dunk in the first. I'm not going to be too hard on him because it was his squad.
Yeah.
But this was not well put together.
And then we're going to have Joey at the 5. Yes.
Dorsey?
Yes, Joey needs 200,000.
Where's he been? He's on Instagram somewhere.
He's somewhere on Instagram taking weird
real glossy
pictures.
Photos.
Joey, what's happened, man? I mean, you went to Italy.
He likes you looking at his body.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
He's well built and he's become a model.
I always thought of Joey as like, you know, this sort of gritty dude,
that
you know, from
the
Baltimore.
Glossy,
yeah.
The glossy effect on the photo.
And Joey Dorsey's taking pictures now with filters. And I'm just like, what are you doing, man? Like, what? Man, Europe changed you, bro.
He's changed a little bit.
Europe changed you.
We can have Adonis Thomas back. He had 24 in the championship.
Yeah, Adonis
game. He was 10
Adonis,
to 15.
Yes.
He's useful. Chris Crawford as well, useful.
Bench, rotation, yes.
Dang,
absolutely.
You're putting Chris on the bench.
I'm sorry, bro. Like somebody's got to come off the bench, as you said. I mean, got to have a rotation.
I mean, this year Darius came off the bench, and again, I mean, yesterday, the first game he comes through for you, Saturday, he gets you 3 points. It didn't. You know, Darius's time may be up as well.
A Joe Jackson, Lester Hudson, Supreme Bay, Will Coleman, Joey Dorsey starting lineup gets you to Chicago. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Who is the coach?
Who is the coach? We're firing this staff.
I have somebody that may be available
Underachieving.
Soon.
Underachieving. Don't you dare say that.
He
don't
may
you,
be
don't
available
you dare
soon.
Say it. That is low
you
down
know
for
I
you
love
to
him
say
as
that.
A human being.
That is low down for you to
say. But he would be perfect for this team.
Unfortunately,
particularly
you're right.
If he becomes out of work very soon.
And you're right.
There's a story about Josh. And there's a story from the AJC that over the weekend, John sent it to me with the hand on the face emoji. What is that, the face plant?
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
Has Josh lied to the NCAA about Ron Bell?
Josh told a lie, man.
Is that not the Bruce Pearl rule that you,
it
you
is.
Know no matter how bad, just don't lie
yes.
to them because that's what they'll get you on?
Yes.
You know, they might let a lot of stuff fly. But what they're not going to do is when you don't tell them the whole truth or you lie to them, and it just looks like he got caught up with too many stories about, you know, looking like he's trying to sort of say, well, sort of disguise how close he allowed Ron to get to the program. Maybe not disguise, but sort of veil it.
Yeah.
You know, and that seemed to be most of what it was rooted in. And look, I we've talked about this, very poor judgment. Let this guy inside your circle of two programs, not just one, but you let him back in over at Georgia Tech. So whatever was going to be is going to be. And Georgia Tech, amazingly, had stuck by him all the way through this. We've seen there's been countersuits, all
look,
that.
He was warned.
But once you lie to the NCAA or, in this case, kind of change up the truth, and because, come on, Ron Bell was on the inside. Let's all be real.
He was warned.
You're in trouble. And so, yeah, I mean, and, you know, I'm joking around, but Josh may be in need of work here soon.
But I will say, though, the goal is to get – out of
look
the
at
first
you.
Weekend.
Look at you, kicking a dead horse. You can't help yourself.
The goal is to get to the second weekend, brother. So
no, you're absolutely right.
Unfortunately, Josh, need not apply. Need
Dang.
Not apply. But like you said, though, great. I mean, it's honestly a great human being. No two ways about that,
mm-hmm,
for sure.
They don't get too
you
much
know,
better.
I mean, I don't know anybody on this planet, maybe other than, you know, the richest of the rich, who – you know, and obviously, like professional NBA players, you know, they wouldn't play in this for obvious reasons. But there is no Lester Hudson included. He is not turning down an opportunity to win $200,000, or maybe we can give him $250,000.
Don't you think Lester's had an opportunity before? I saw Courtney Pegram on the team with Aaron Kraft from that Ohio team that Jaron Sullivan.
Hey, Courtney Pegram
like
ain't
guys
no Lester
from,
Hudson.
I saw guys from Memphis on other squads in this teams that have actually advanced, I'm sure he's been approached. Is my point.
How much money you think he's made? Millions over in China, for real?
Do I think he's made millions? I know he's made a couple million at least over in China. That man did well over there.
Yeah, he was the MVP of the Chinese basketball league.
Banked on you in China.
2015.
See the four-door Porsche driving through Raleigh all the time, back in my old stomping ground.
Man, Lester Hudson has gone to China and just had a real life.
That's why I'm trying to tell you, $200,000 to him, chump change. And it's really, am I going to get it or am I wasting my time? And that's probably how most of those guys like that look. You know, look at it.
I mean, but eventually that you're going, are you playing in the summer? Now you're right. You're probably not going to risk, now that you put it that way, you're probably not going to risk injury because you don't want that China money to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But still, though.
Like I said, here's what my real takeaway. I don't think this team is together enough in whether it's the, you look at that team from Jackson, it's all basically that same Jackson Liberty Magnet school that beat Thad and those guys from Mitchell 2 years ago, 2 years in a row for the Class AA state title. It's the same coach. Those guys have been together. If you talk to anybody that knows that Jackson team, because a bunch of folks from Jackson came down, they run together in these money tournaments. That team there, that Memphis team doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. That Memphis team is guys. Earl Barron's playing poker. You pull him back in. Will Coleman's overworking
right, well,
out.
I
you
mean,
pull him back in. And these guys don't play together in these money tournaments like some of the other ones do. And to me, John. Because, again, it gets down to, hey, you need a bucket. Who is going to be the guy? Memphis is more a team you just throw together. Hey, I'm going to take it this time.
Right.
These other ones have been through the wars. They played in the money tournaments.
No question.
They're ready for the adversity. They know who they're going to down the stretch in clutch time. And that's sort of, to me, been really what the difference appears to be.
Yeah, so
you're just kind of pulling it together with this Memphis squad. You got to get some guys to play together.
Unfortunately, the run is over. It was a great run. It was a great run. We did get one win. I mean, I will say, like, I was watching. I was actually out at Brookhaven on Friday night, and they had
it
on.
Willie Kempen didn't play ball. I'm not going to lie to you. For a team that just got thrown together, I think Tony Harris was coaching that squad.
Yeah. I found myself thinking, like, hey, you know what? For, like, July, when there's honestly nothing happening in sports, I mean, live sports, this is actually a pretty nifty thing to watch, you know, especially if you have, like, a local tie,
mm-hmm.
you know. I just want a good one. So, come on, Lester, we need you, brother. Come save us. Come save us. We'll get you $250, $275 even. Somebody got to take less. Let's be honest.
That's what I was going to say. He's going to have to get a bigger
cut. But
they will.
Somebody will take less. And anyway, that's my suggestion. I think we can get Joey. Hey, unlimited filters at Memphis.
TBT.
Next story.
All right. Very significant news over the weekend. This is going to be the movie portion of this segment. Mahershala Ali is the next Blade.
You used to couldn't even say his name. I'm so proud of you.
Mahershala Ali. Let me just say
that. Because now he's on your radar.
Mahershala Ali is the next Blade.
Let's get an applause for that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Again, what a great casting job that is. In an obvious one, I told you to.
Well, me and Jason were.
It's the hottest thing in Hollywood.
Me and Jason were texting a little bit this weekend about it because the news broke on Saturday afternoon. Marvel was having some kind of a
it's really big in your world.
I think this could be the greatest Marvel casting ever. I think it could be the most perfect, the most fitting Marvel casting job ever. Mahershala Ali actually approached Marvel about it. He was the one who said, I want to do this. I want to be Blade. And then, you know, when Mahershala Ali comes to you and says, I want to be Blade, what are you going to say? No. You know, Wesley Snipes going to be broke and forgotten after Mahershala takes this role and takes it to another. And you know I'm
right. They'll give him a cameo.
Huh?
They'll give him a cameo.
How you going to give Blade a cameo?
Because he's paid up on taxes. Isn't he paid up now? Hadn't he done his time?
I don't know.
You got to give him a cameo, and it's a respect thing.
I think Wesley.
Because he did multiple movies, you got to give him a little cameo in the thing. Sort of like Shaft and Richard Roundtree. You put him in the new one. A little short role. Okay. Something small.
But not as Blade. He did do his time. He did 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
paid
why.
Paid his debt.
Yeah, but still, though, man.
Stop being mad at Wesley.
I'm not mad at Wesley.
Drop the anger. About his him not paying his taxes.
What is Wesley Snipes best known for? Is it White Man Can't Jump?
Well, yeah, that's right up there.
Is it Blade?
For you and your people.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
I would put White Man Can't Jump up there. I would put Jungle Fever up there. He was fantastic in it.
Okay.
He was the lead role, as you know. Samuel Jackson as well in that movie.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, what I'm saying, though, is I do think he is well-known amongst my people for Blade, very well-known, and also White Man Can Jump to another degree.
For sure. This crossover, right there.
But he is about to be forgotten. Mahershala Ali is
going
to
be. He did a lot of little Sean Connery, martial arts flicks, too.
Like, people won't even remember Wesley Snipes as Blade once Mahershala Ali is done. I'm just telling you, you got to believe me. You got to trust me on this one, man.
Wesley never won an Academy Award, so to the acting portion of this, you're absolutely right about Mahershala.
Mahershala Ali is going to win an Academy Award for Blade.
That'd be hard to do, I imagine.
But this is very exciting news. There are some other things.
I'm so excited that you're excited about it.
There are some other things that Marvel announced, like
who's the next phase.
What?
You sent me a text that said, great casting choice.
I sent you one back
that said, I'm happy for him, but obvious casting choice. Who's a hotter black dude in Hollywood right now?
Michael B. Jordan.
Wrong, bro.
Michael B. Jordan could play Blade.
Not better than Mahershala, who's like 6-something. He's tall, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you.
He fits, and he's a better actor. It's proven.
Yeah, I thought you were done with your anti-Michael B. Jordan
campaign. I am, but I'm just saying, there's Mahershala, and then there's Michael improving Jordan, B. Jordan.
Past that.
Who I liked in Creed.
Past those two, I don't know. It's getting kind of thin.
How dare you?
Who else? Who else would be up for the role that's like hot right now, to your point?
The Rock.
The Rock could not be Blade, too buff.
Oh, he's only black when you want him to be. He wasn't today. Today he was Samoan.
That is not true.
Who else is there?
That is not true.
Are you kidding me?
That was not fair for
Go
you
out
to
and get
that.
Malik Yoba. Bring him back.
I can't believe you said that. That threw me for a loop, man.
I can tell.
That threw me for a loop.
He's what you want to be when you want him to be.
That's not true.
I see how you play with him.
That's not true. But anyway, man, I'm hoping you'll be in line, man. I'm hoping you'll be in line for the midnight preview when Blade.
Oh, yeah, me and Clay.
Yeah.
Which he loves it, apparently. Yeah. Oh, we'll ask him about that tomorrow.
There's a lot
to get
to.
Maybe we get Mahershala Ali and his group.
But a great casting job. One of the greatest all-time casting jobs by Marvel.
Next story.
Well, this is turned out to be the movie segment of the show. I'll keep it real short. How do I do this without hating or without sounding hateful? I went and watched The Lion King this weekend, the remake, with my son. Took him to the Malco. Spent $45 on two tickets for a man and a child, and then the food, okay? Jason, well, it's 2019. Get with it.
What'd you get?
Two hot dogs, one medium popcorn, two share, one Coke, two share, some Sour Patch Kids. All of it comes to $45 for a man and kid to see a two-hour movie.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But again, Jason, it's 2019. Wake up. You hadn't been to movies since 1989.
Did you do the IMAX thing?
So wake up. I did not. I didn't even do the 3D.
Yeesh.
It would have cost more.
You would have gone broke.
You understand what I'm saying?
You would have had no money left.
Maybe the 3D doesn't cost more, but the times were off. I went and watched it. John, my son cried. We talk about how soft the Smiths are. My son cried at TBT.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
He did not cry at Lion King, though. Why? Because he had just seen the cartoon. He cried. I don't want to do any spoilers here. But listen, that movie was 20-something years ago.
I think
he cried when he saw Mufasa die in the cartoon, so he was ready for the remake. Here's another thing, and the movie's getting criticized for this. There's no real animal emotion, okay, with this remake. Oh. They're using real animals, but the faces.
I heard this.
Did you see? The faces aren't really smiling at you.
They're not?
Like the, with the CGI stuff? No. They're using real animal faces, so nobody's smiling.
That's
nobody's doing anything like that. You understand
what
I'm saying?
There's no facial reactions.
Here's the part, though.
And that's to the movie's detriment.
I don't want it to sound like I'm hating,
okay,
but it stood out. Beyonce's terrible.
Oh, no.
As Nala.
Wow.
Oh,
she's awful.
No.
Dude, your career's
Every
over.
Every other. No,
what?
It's not.
Your career's over.
No,
dude.
It's not.
The Beehive is coming.
Who
for
did
your
I tell
ass.
You stole the show?
Who did you tell me stole the soul?
A white man and a black man. I kept it nice and balanced, and I'm being dead accurate about this.
I can't remember. Did you tell me?
Seth Rogen.
You didn't tell me this.
As the warthog. What's the warthog's name?
Pumbaa.
Yeah. Steals it, okay? And my guy from Four Brothers that was the villain, then 12 years a slave. He's the slave.
Yes.
The name we can't pronounce.
Yes.
He is fantastic.
Yes. Oh.
He is unbelievable. He is theatrical. It's unbelievable. It's the singing is excellent from him as Scar.
Yes.
Beyonce can sing. She can sing, okay?
Yeah.
She's got a key song in the movie. We didn't need her as Nala, man, because it stands out. Oh. It's not good.
But it's
okay?
Beyonce, though.
Yeah.
I realize that. I'm talking. Look, you can use Beyonce on everything. You could sprinkle her on everything, John. She's like salt. She makes everything better.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's sort of how the world views it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. But I'm telling you right now, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Just, John, she didn't have to use facial looks. She's been good in stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've seen her before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dream Girl, she was solid.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen her act.
Yeah.
I can believe in Beyonce in a role. I've seen it happen before. She's been good. This was uncomfortably bad to me. Again, my opinion.
Yeah.
There were some great performances in this. Most of it was great, but she stood out to me. It was bad. I kept waiting for Jay-Z to pop up and start talking to one of the voices.
How about that?
It just stood out like that.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It probably would have worked.
So The Lion King is obviously
Nala
smashing the box office, $185 million domestic.
Oh, it's killing. It got my money.
Yeah.
$45.
And,
again, when she's like, let's go fight,
uh-huh.
It just feels weird coming from Beyonce. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
You haven't seen her that mad since Becky, huh? You haven't seen her that mad since then.
Well, it's her sister that was angry.
Yeah. But anyway, there you go. The Lion King is out. I'll go see it at some point. By the way, just one last movie bit of news.
I would recommend it.
Avengers Endgame is now the highest grossing movie of all time. It officially passed Marvel, I believe, this weekend. It officially passed Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
James Cameron's Avatar to be the highest grossing film of all time. So congratulations to Avengers Endgame. And congratulations to you for a moment of bonding with your son.
Oh, man. He's becoming a movie expert now.
Yeah, he is.
That's Pikachu and Toy Story 4
yeah.
and Lion King.
Yeah, he is. He is.
He's on his way.
He could be like, Roger Ebert or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that.
I liked Toy Story 4. It was good.
Yeah.
I did not see it.
Yeah.
All right.
He's seen it twice, though.
All right. We'll come back. Jason Vitt's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the WGC event here in Memphis, some NFL, and more. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie,
Why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices. But the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was.
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Treasures for life, for less.
Walmart's tax-free
spree.
And save.
Tennessee, July 26th through July 28th is Walmart's tax-free spree.
Spree.
And save.
No tax means even more savings.
Spree.
And save.
Save on computers like the Lenovo 340S IdeaPad laptop, just $389.
Spree.
And save.
Fashion like kids' jeans starting at $788.
Spree.
And save.
And school supplies like Elmer's 5-ounce metallic glue, just $397.
Spree.
And save.
So pay no taxes, Tennessee. Shop Walmart's tax-free spree July 26th through July 28th.
Spree.
And save.
Offer good in Tennessee on eligible items.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently, and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10 128 gigabyte, $10 a month after 22.50 month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or canceled early. Remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 9:30 pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Dated deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rules. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
If you own a commercial building and someone says you need a new roof, call Joe Stallnaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings before you do anything else. Let Joe show you how restoring your current roof with a high-quality coating system can save you up to 70% compared to expensive conventional systems. 901 Roof's coating systems carry up to 20-year leak-free warranties. Give them a call at 901-287-1923 and give your old roof a new life. If you don't have a roof issue but know someone who does, contact 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings and earn up to $2,500 per referral.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you walked into the room, there was voodoo in the vibes. I was captured.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Monday around this time, we talk to Jason Fitz. Let's do it.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now, live, with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm just living the dream. How are y'all doing?
Man, getting through as best we can. It's a very exciting week for Memphis because we have the WGC event, the WGC FedEx Invitational coming to Memphis. How significant is it that Memphis is getting an event like this?
I think it continues sort of the conversation we've been having about the rise, right? Like, these things are important for profile, and it's important. This is sort of what Nashville went through, and I know Memphis and Nashville don't always love the comparison, but let's remember that Nashville didn't wake up being sort of the it city. It took several different events. It took several different moments. So, I think these are sort of the building bricks, if that makes any sense, to sort of make you more relevant, and that's what you have to have at the highest possible level. You got to get things that are outside of just your region that are just sort of that draw people in from the outside. That's what it does.
How much does it hurt you, though, Fitz? And is the rest of the nation watching? We know not as closely when Tiger's not involved. That's what we've been trying to tell ourselves, right, is that, look, you got 47 of the world's 50 top golfers. This isn't a one-time thing, so you've got a chance to get Tiger in the future. But it feels like we've been dealing with the sort of, and I imagine many cities go through this, that sort of Tiger in, come and hangover. We got to get over it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely, but golf's got to figure out a way to get over it. I mean,
well,
this
true.
Is the biggest challenge ahead of the sport. And And this is the thing that I can't understand, and we've talked a lot about this on Golic and Wingo. You can make the argument that tennis has an issue because their superstars are all aging and there just aren't young superstars coming up right now through the fold. You can't make that argument for golf right now. There are American golfers playing at the highest possible level that are worth watching, and nobody's watching it to that level. So why Brooks Koepka, for example, sort of the bad boy of golf, as we keep trying to term him, somebody that decides when he's going to play and may not practice, you know, why Brooks Koepka with all his success isn't becoming more of a household name? I don't know, but that's what the sport needs. The sport needs the Americans that are so marketable to somehow transition into taking over the conversation, and that's not – it's not easy to do. If we're waiting for somebody to win like Tiger before we're going to pay attention to it, then golf's got a serious problem. So they've got to figure it out as a sport as a whole.
Yeah. So there is a celebrity am, Fitz. There's a celebrity am before the event takes place over at Spring Creek, which is a different course. Just going to throw a few names at you, and I want you to sort of evaluate this list of celebs who are playing this. Penny Hardaway, Mike Norvell, Terrell Owens, Muffet McGraw, J.R. Smith, Chris Harrison from The Bachelor, Nick Swisher, Joe Theismann, Clay Travis. Those are a few of the big names. What do you think about the prestige there?
I mean, that's pretty spectacular. I don't know how Clay got on that list, but everybody
Thank
else,
you.
That's pretty spectacular.
We're trying to put him with J.R. Smith, Fitzy. That'd be real comfortable, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I love Clay. Like, you know, Clay's my guy. He's been to my house for my Halloween party. Come on, but he's not that
wow.
kind of celebrity. Good.
Wow. You got Clay Travis to your house for a Halloween party. My man John tried to meet him on vacation, and Clay told him, give me a call, you know, beforehand. John gets down there. Clay nowhere to be found.
Well, he was at a different part of Florida.
You're at a different level, Fitz.
Well, you know, see, but here's the thing. Here's the other part of that story. Yeah, Clay came to my house for the Halloween party before he was like big time Clay, right?
Oh.
And so last year we were at the college football playoff, the national championship game, and we're at one of those like after party things.
Oh, no.
I walk up and I'm like, Clay, how's it going, man? And he's like, just no idea who I am. I mean,
oh,
he's just talking right through.
My
like, just looking at me like
Lord.
I am just foreign to him as foreign could be. And then, you know, all of a sudden Jordan Rogers walks up. I'm talking to Jordan, and Clay looks over and he's like, oh, Fitz, like, Jason Fitz, I've been to your house before. I'm like, yeah, you
oh
have, Clay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my Lord.
You know.
Clay Travis,
so
big time you.
I got to give a little grief back. Big time me.
Oh, that's disappointing, Fitz. Like, if you go to somebody's house.
Once
like,
you've been to their home, right, a face-to-face, you should recognize
I'm assuming you extended the invitation personally.
No, of course, yeah.
Oh, and y'all Nashville brothers,
He brought his wife. They dressed up as Ghostbusters. It was a fun time was had by all. He just, you know, it wasn't memorable apparently. And Clay's a great. Apparently, being in a house party at Halloween, you know, with cross-dressed country music Hall of Famers that are singing karaoke was not memorable to Clay Travis, but I'm not bitter about it.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely bring this up to him.
We're
going to
hold him accountable tomorrow
because that is unacceptable. I don't know. It sounds like you handled it great, though, man. But I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation. All right, turning to the NFL, training camps get underway this week, Fitz, it's a great sound. It's a great thing
Jesus.
that is happening. And Hard Knocks, obviously, with the Raiders debuts in a couple of weeks. Whose training camps are you intrigued by most?
Oh, that's a great question. I think Jacksonville has a really important training camp in front of them. I know they're a team that stinks, but let's face it, the mindset was that they stink, but they're a quarterback away, and the defense just needed a little help and took a step back. So I'm interested to see if it really is just a quarterback away. Also, San Francisco has flown under the radar for me. I mean, you're talking about a team that lost a lot of games due to injury last year from starters. They get the number 2 overall pick in the draft. They go out and they sign themselves a pass rusher. And guess what? They're getting their quarterback back this year. I mean, I'm looking at San Francisco saying that's a team that's going to take a jump to me this year. And then I think also Carolina, just to see what Cam looks like. We hear shoulder injury with a quarterback now, and we automatically think Andrew Luck. So we need to see what version of Cam we're getting today.
I've been asking folks about Pittsburgh and whether or not we're writing them off too quickly and sort of handing it over to the Browns. You think Tomlin wins another one? Do you think their dominance in that division is done? Do you think those days are done? What do you think about Pittsburgh?
No, I don't think their days are done, and I think you're right. You know, I mean, look, Juju Smith-Schuster is going to come out and just – he's going to destroy it. He's going to be spectacular. And last time I checked, they still have a quarterback. And when you have a quarterback, you have a chance to succeed. And so I think we have obviously gotten so ridiculous with the hype train for the Browns. It's sort of funny to me. If you haven't made the playoffs in 16 years, let's at least acknowledge that there's a progression. Yep. And my fear is that Browns fans and the media, frankly, with the Browns, is so stuck on the Browns being a Super Bowl contender, we're not appreciating that this is a team that could win 10 games and make the playoffs. So, you know, I think the Steelers are going to they're gonna have a better fight than from the Browns than they're used to, but to write the Steelers off, there are two teams in the AFC I'm just not going to write off at any point anymore. That's the Steelers and the Patriots. See, I'm not going to do it.
I'm with you completely. Now, winning in the playoffs, something totally separate with that team, and we'll see if Juju, you know, without the attention that's paid to Antonio Brown, how he out of sort of deals with that and what it looks like in the playoffs. But if you give Mike Tomlin and that team, you know, a chip on the shoulder, which is the chip is everybody's handing it over to Cleveland. Hey, and they said that you couldn't handle your locker room, which was fair, by the way. I mean, a lot of that mess last year seems like it could have been avoided. But if you just sort of give them that you guys are done in the regular season, that they can put together a 10-11 win, it just seems like that sort of motivation to be there. The guys are gone. Brown's gone. They've got just sort of what Tomlin needs in that formula, you know what I mean, to be good at least in the regular season.
Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah. And look, Steelers fans just love to hate on Tomlin. And it's not his fault. As good as he's been as a coach and as good as Big Ben has been and as good as their weapons have been, they happen to be in the same conference as probably the greatest head coach and quarterback combination of all time. It doesn't mean that the Steelers aren't great. I think that's the frustrating part about the Steelers conversation in general is that we write them off because they don't have more Super Bowls or more championships or even more AFC championships. But the fact is they're facing a juggernaut in the Patriots. If the Patriots weren't there, the Steelers, this entire era would look totally different.
I agree.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. You can hear him every morning on Golic and Wingo right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Fitz, no suspension for Tyreek Hill. Did that surprise you?
So, yes and no, and I'll say this. I'm couching this with anybody when I mentioned the Tyreek Hill conversation. I'm not going to even try. This conversation isn't about Tyreek Hill, the human being, or what I think of Tyreek Hill's actions that we've known. Anything we know about Tyreek Hill and what he has done is disgusting. There's no, absolutely no place for it in the world. The hard part for the NFL, I had the chance on Friday. I've been doing a lot of OTL, the Friday Four. I had the chance in that show to talk to several smart people and then had the chance to talk to several attorneys afterwards. And I think when we look at the NFL situation, the couple of things that people have lost sight on, number one is they cannot take into consideration anything that involves any of his actions before he was an NFL employee. So what we all know, the context we all have of what he did to his then, you know, his now ex-fiance, what he did to her in college that we are all aware of, the NFL cannot take into consideration collectively bargained because it was before he was an employee of the league. So that's step number one. And then step number two is how do we view the threat? And, you know, when he says at the end, you should be terrified of me too, and calls her, you know, the B word, I think at that point we've all looked at that and said that's a threat of violence. But that's, again, because we have context. And when you take that context out, you should be terrified of me too. You know, the attorneys I've talked to have said any attorney worth his salt can poke holes through that all day of, well, you know, that doesn't mean it's a physical threat. So I look at all of it and say this is not as easy a situation without the context that we all think it is. So it becomes very complicated. And the NFL did one important thing when they said, here's the information we can't get. We haven't been able to unseal these documents. So for now, we're not punishing. If at any point the family court records become unsealed, which is not likely, but if there's some way that TMZ gets their hands on it, the NFL, I think, will change this action pretty swiftly. But right now, I just don't know what information they were actually able to get that they can actually move ahead with.
5 years from now, Fitzy, I know you can't predict the future, but just your opinion and where you think he's at. You think Jameis Winston's the starting quarterback in the NFL?
No. I wish I had a different answer for that because Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota were supposed to be the futures of their franchise and supposed to be pretty clear. But the fact is, accuracy issues have been a thing, you know, for Jameis, and it just disappears at times. And it's not like he hasn't had the coordinators that he needs or the coaching that he needs. And frankly, when the Bucs made a head coaching change, they kept the pieces in place to keep him successful, and it just hasn't worked. And you know, unfortunately, we can't change the spectrum that quarterbacks are viewed through from their draft picks. So at some point, you know, you think, hey, even if he's just a mid-level starter, that would be good, but not when you were drafted first overall. It feels like the NFL doesn't change their eyeballs on that. So in 5 years, if I'm predicting the future, he's a backup quarterback somewhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. Fitz, man, always appreciate the time, brother.
Thanks,
thank
brother.
You.
You guys are the best. Thanks. Appreciate
you. Yep. He is Jason Fitz. You can hear him every morning right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN, as part of Go Look and We Go. Now, I have some questions that I just feel like for housekeeping purposes, we need to have addressed.
Mm-hmm.
We had a segment about 20 minutes ago where we were talking about Wesley Snipes and sort of the roles that he's most remembered for.
Of course you're going
to
bring this.
No, I want to bring this up because it has to be addressed once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
You said white man can't jump.
You said white man can't jump, fool.
I said white man can't jump.
I said jungle fever.
You concurred, though.
Again, yes, I said that's one that your white folks love him for.
And then people have been incessantly tweeting us saying
New Jack City.
Yeah, New Jack City.
It was a glaring omission. It absolutely was. They're pulling my black card because of it, though, because I didn't have on there. As Nino Brown, Wesley Snipes. How could you forget it?
My question is not how you forgot New Jack City.
You've never seen it.
My question is, can a white person pull your black card? Because that is something that happened.
Well, what do you mean? I thought only black people could pull my black card.
Jim Cross said black card pulled again.
What, is Jim Cross not black?
No, Jim Cross is white.
Wait a minute. Now, black folks got to pull black cards. And look, if you want to pull my black card, because I got a good excuse why I didn't.
That's Jim Cross.
That's my guy that used to have alopecia with me.
Okay, well, he pulled your black card.
What?
He pulled your black card.
Jim, I don't know I don't think you have that right, sir. It has to actually be from black folks can pull my black card.
Yeah,
and
so,
listen, I lose my black card almost every, because I hadn't seen Creed 1. Folks get a little sensitive. You know, maybe one day it's you hadn't seen Creed 1, you're pulling the black card. Today it's you didn't pull out New Jack City.
There has to be some black card etiquette, right?
Because I wasn't Nino Brown. I know that movie inside and out. Rockabye Baby. Because I was G Money. Look up the actor who was G Money. He was also in Jason's Lyric. It's because I related to him. He's who I wanted to be.
Alan Payne.
Alan Payne ended up marrying the crack rock, okay? And I didn't want to go down that road, but that dude was the guy that I wanted to be, not Nino Brown. Mm-hmm. I related more to the guy who's in Jason's Lyric, Alan Payne.
Okay, yes.
And that's why I did not bring him up. It was an omission. I'm pulling my black card back, and white man can't take it.
Right.
Black men can take it, and black women.
Right.
I don't think that's allowed.
No, I agree.
A white man can't take a black man's black card, even if the black man is in the wrong standing.
Right. That is
black man got to step up and do that.
You know, that's just...
Jim, I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah, I mean, this is overstepping your boundaries here. Would you agree with that?
Jim has overstepped his boundaries. We're alopecia brothers.
What would Jim even do with the black card once he has it?
I have no idea.
You know? Like what
he can't take it. Exactly.
What use does it have
back
for him? I just wanted to sort of get that out there in the open that you had your black card pulled
no,
by a white
this was,
guy.
No, this was a hot. Let's highlight that Jason left New Jack City off of Wesley's hits, which is a glaring omission. Again, Jason wanted to be G Money.
Yeah, he wanted to be G Money and Alan Payne from Jason's Lyric, which is a 1994 erotic romantic drama.
Erotic?
Yes.
There was a couple of sex scenes in it. I wouldn't call it erotica.
Well, that pretty much makes it erotic if there's more than one sex scene.
No, soft porn is erotica. Jason's Lyric wasn't like erotica. It was a good story about two young lovers that wanted to get out and go see the big world and get away from their, you know, get away from their slow life, get away from the bad life in that small town they were in.
Would you say it's a story about misunderstood young Americans learning how to deal with love and maturity?
That's pretty much what I just said, not as profoundly.
Yeah. Anyway, there you have it, man.
Alan Payne, that was my dude.
It's not okay for a white person.
He was fantastic. His name, Idolater, Nino Brown.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll forget something else, and your black card will be pulled again someday. That must be a lot of pressure to have to deal with.
It is. Again, you can misstep and not see Creed and have it pulled.
Yeah.
And so it's a fine line you walk.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back. I got to give my review of Hamilton. This is like a phenomenon in the world, and I saw it, and I have a review. I have things to say about it. We'll do that. Joe Theismann is going to join us at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one.
No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all five categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night, The Pistol and the Queen. On Saturday, Dirty Mike and the Devil's Right Hand.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. Two great locations. Going to get the same fabulous wings from Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, at both locations. You're going to get them with the best premium flavors in town. Billy doing it big like a mad scientist with those flavors.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just thinking about them, I mean, it makes you salivate, doesn't it? I mean, the honey suicide, the garlic sriracha, spicy taco, 901. These are just a few of the exotic premium flavors that he's got over there at the Wing Guru. They are all equally amazing.
They're all amazing, and so are the gourmet burgers from Billy. So is the catfish, so you can try it all. It's not just wings, although they are some of the best wings in this fine country, not just this city. Billy's taking it over. Chicken House entrepreneur blowing up. Go see for yourself why when you see Billy Richmond. You tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Joe Theismann, the great Joe Theismann, who's going to be participating in the Celebrity AM here in Memphis on Wednesday as part of the WGC event and all of that. He will join us at 1:25. Talk some NFL with him. Always good to catch up with Joe Theismann. But before we do that, this has obviously been a day of perhaps forgiveness on this show and perhaps perhaps not. We'll get to that a little bit later. But also reviews. You saw The Lion King over the weekend, and I saw the show that has taken over the world. That has taken over the world. That's a phenomenon that is, I mean, it is right now, it is held up as the thing to see when it comes to your town, and that's called Hamilton. And that is we talked a little bit about it on Friday. It is a show mostly rap. Like, you know, it's not like show tunes. It's rap. It's raps about history and founding fathers and Alexander Hamilton.
So not a lot of singing and hitting the high notes?
Very
mostly
little.
Just rapping.
Very little singing. There is some, but it's I mean, compared to the rapping, it is almost non-existent.
A lot of white dudes rapping like you?
No.
Before, as we're preparing for the show?
No. YouTube? I think the striking thing about the cast is that there are
mostly
very few white people in the cast.
I wondered how many.
King George is white.
Well,
that's really about it. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm not going or don't plan to go.
Right. I mean, yeah.
I mean, my guy that just complained about paying 45 over
exactly,
Cordova,
yeah.
Malco. So
we had a great
Hamilton
dinner.
A little high for
we
me.
Had a great dinner. We went to Itabena before, and that was a cool place, you know. That was a cool place. I had never eaten there before, actually. And so
it's good.
That was a unique experience. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the blue windows, you know. That
no,
was,
I don't know.
You've never eaten there?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, you should. You should definitely eat there. So we did that, and then we headed over to the Orpheum, and we saw the show. And I think the danger of anything, whether it's a show, whether it is a movie, whether it is anything, the danger of there is a danger of going in with such high expectations, you know, because I mean, you don't care about musicals, you don't care about, but you knew about Hamilton, like you've heard about it.
I knew it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
That's why you did it.
And so you go into these things like thinking, oh my God, it must be the best thing ever. It must be the best thing in the history.
It's going to blow me away.
Like this mortal creation is going to
take me away, Hamilton.
I'm going to be emotional. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to cry.
You and your wife love the theater.
I'm going to be completely affected by this performance that I'm just not going to be able to stop thinking about it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the case. That was not the case. Now, we have to
say.
Was
it better than Chappelle?
Yes, but literally anything would be better than Chappelle. I mean, you name it, dude. Like,
I hope so, for the money you paid.
Anything would be better than Chappelle, so that's not even a fair comparison. But was it better than A Bronx Tale that I saw in New York last year? Was it better than The Book of Mormon? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Isn't that blasphemy, you even saying that?
Let me tell you what Hamilton reminded me of.
Was it better than Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil deGrasse Tyson kind of dragged on there at the end, so I'd probably give it the nod over Neil. But I would say this about the show, and I mean, anybody that's seen this, you may disagree, you may not. I don't know. I don't know if this
be
is an
careful.
Unpopular opinion or
I'm sure it is among the theater folk.
But it felt to me, watching the show, thinking about it after I left, it felt like an urban version of Schoolhouse Rock. Like you were trying to relate to the kids with a history lesson about Alexander Hamilton.
You know, they've got these sort of, at one point, Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton are battle rapping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt corny. Like, it just felt like this is how, you're trying to, like, educate kids about American history, and this is how you're going to do it.
Felt a little forced.
Yeah, honestly, it felt like I could put on an American history rap audiobook about Alexander Hamilton, and that's what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it would sound. And so, yeah, I thought it was a good show, but could I ever imagine spending $900 a ticket on that show? The answer is yes. The answer is I just cannot. I cannot imagine doing that. Now, you also have to say this. This was the touring version of Hamilton. This was not the Broadway version of Hamilton.
Right.
And so you have to
still
factor
that's the one
in.
You didn't see the one that Giannotto got to go to. And I know that burns you.
The level of talent is different. It is. It is different. I mean, because it's, you know, these are people who are trying to get to Broadway. You know, so I'm not saying it would be the difference necessarily, but you have to factor that in. So I was not blown away by Hamilton. In fact, I came away wondering why it is the phenomenon that it is.
Just give me the Christmas Carol over Theater Memphis like I grew up on. I'll take that over Hamilton any day.
You take the Theater
Memphis.
I'm
with you.
You would take Theater Memphis and the.
They still. In my day, they had the stage that ghosts could rise up through the floor. It was amazing for us kids. But they have
like
the smoke going.
Yeah.
And Ghost of Christmas Past or whatever come up through the floor.
I'm getting a little bit of blowback already on this.
Yeah, because I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear the backpedal in your voice.
Jessica Benson, by the way, has reached out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.